Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Yeah, give Pesh a big hand clap. And the worship team also. Yeah? So Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for what you have for us today. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you, Father, for everyone here. We thank you for everyone who has been a part of making this Sunday happen. Father, you bless them and you bless the hearers, every one of us. We thank you, precious Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We were blessed last Sunday by Apostle Sarah Dyer. Amen. Yeah, it was a great service. Amen. And he blessed us. If you are not here, the sermon is on the website. You can get it. Yeah, he wasn't just coming here to what? To talk. But I knew he had come to, amen, he had come to what? To bless us. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, today I am fasting. So I don't have energy to teach hard things. Amen. Hard things require a lot of what? Energy, mental and what, you know. Amen. So, yeah, I'm fasting this morning. Amen. So, what I'm going to talk about is very simple. Until, you know, yeah, when I come Sunday, when I'm not fasting, then we shall what? Then we shall talk difficult things. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about something very simple. Honoring parents. Amen. You've heard that from when? Nursery. Or even before you went to nursery. Amen. But in specific today, we're talking about honoring spiritual parents. Most of you have heard about honoring parents of this generation, fathers and mothers, our generation, you know. But, so you hear that all the time, amen. However, we also need to honor the older and the past generations. Older, I mean those who are still here, but it is an older generation, but they haven't yet died, you understand, and then the past, those who have gone on to be with the Lord, amen, even those who did and are doing things you don't agree with, and sometimes things which are obviously not right, you understand, however, if God has never disregarded them, he doesn't want us to disregard them either. Irrespective of what? The things they say and they do, which I don't try to, you know, amen? They still remain generals in the kingdom, amen? And God is saying it is to our own benefit that we honor them. That we do what? We honor them, To be honest, if people who have made mistakes, all those who are doing wrong things now, as in spiritual leaders, if they are useless, like some people think, then most of the songs we sing even here, everywhere, you wouldn't sing them because they are written by people who have issues. You understand, Let me give you an example, an obvious one. This song that we just sang, I Pledge Allegiance, it was written, well, I don't know when it was written, but at least I know by the time I got born again in 1998, it was like, it hadn't been around for more than 10 years, I think. So, but it was written by that guy called Ray Bortz. Powerful song, very powerful. Those are songs which are like, should I say ageless, like they will never lose their touch, you know, because they came from heaven. Now, this again is not to dishonor the man. I'm just trying to make a point. that people have made mistakes doesn't mean that what? Well, done mistakes and they still do mistakes. They're saying wrong things, doing wrong things. If God has never disregarded them, we shouldn't disregard them either. You know, eh? Now, this guy rebels. Later, you know, after he had blessed the world with this song and some other songs, there's a song he sang where he was talking about, like, when we get to heaven, you know, and there will be some people who will come, like, to thank people, to say, "If he, I am here because of you." This is a powerful album, you know. So the guy blessed the Christian world, amen, like very few of the people who think they can't err right now, like they have done. Now, this guy, a few years down the road, he came out, it's on the net, so again, I'm saying it to make a point, not to say it's fake, you know. Then he said that, he had been living a homosexual life. Now, it is one thing to say that, and you say, but it's wrong, I'm struggling to get out of it, you know. But he went ahead and said, That is who he is, and that is, you know, like, can you, basically saying there's nothing wrong with it, that's how God made him, you know, I think he's still alive today, is he? I don't know, but, you know, rebels, this song that we're singing. Now, if we are to say we don't listen to all guys who did mistakes, well, you understand, you didn't be singing this song. Maybe I've done a bad thing to say it, because now there are some of you who are like, "I will never sing that song." But then, if you do that, you are what? Huh? You're what? You're stupid. Because, let me show you why you're stupid. Because, you read the Psalms. Of a guy who killed someone's wife. Hallelujah. First of all, he slept with someone's wife. You know? Then he went ahead and killed the guy. You know, David. But you still read these things. You know, And God expects you to read them. Do you understand, He expects you to read them. In fact, Jesus came. He's going to come and sit on David's throne. If you want to say David is fake, he will rule over you in the millennium. These guys don't want to hear that word. The millennium. But whether you want it or the millennium is coming. Hallelujah. You know, David, he's going to be what? So you see, just because someone did a mistake, you know, people, the generation passed, some of them are still living now. It doesn't mean that we disregard them. By the way, you guys, you have to tread very carefully. Just because you have deeper insight about some things of God, deeper revelation, deeper works, demonstrating the gifts of the Spirit, miracles, does not mean anyone who didn't do it is what? That person was called by God. And he did his bit. You know, Maybe he didn't do it well and he didn't finish, but he did his bit, And it benefits us, in fact, if they made errors, it benefits us to honor them so that God can give us a grace, not to do the same mistakes that they made. If you think you're greater, then you have entered into pride. And the Bible says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So if you think you're greater, what will happen is you don't have the grace. And one day you have to, you'll be flowered also. You know, because you think you're great. How could he do that? How could she, you know. And what they did was wrong, you understand? However, man, we are all what? Human beings. There's some people who don't want to accept that we're human beings, but we're human beings. Amen. So understand all these things in context. Eh? Yeah, we are all prone to messing up. And the easiest way to mess up, the easiest way to mess up is if you think the person who did that, like, for me, I cannot, how could they, you're in big trouble, There are things, me, like, at a personal level, I go very slow on them, Well, you see someone has made a real, how could they do that, you see, the Bible says in Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1, Galatians 6, 1, it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, not everyone, the spiritual ones, amen, restore such a one in a spirit of what? Gentleness. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And of course, if you're tempted, then because you're acting in pride, you also fall. So you are what? So before you try to think God has called you to restore people, Amen? First ask him if he thinks you're spiritual. Hallelujah. Because tomorrow, you're the next culprit. Tomorrow you're what? These things of sexual sins, what? You had better go slow on those things. Those things are deadly, You get into the, For me, that's why I keep away, but I try to keep away from that stuff. You had better go slow on those things. First of all, if you want to help people out, has God told you to? And when you do it, do it in the what? The spirit of what? Gentleness. Gentleness, because tomorrow, it could be you. But then not next month, tomorrow. Tomorrow. God might help you, and we don't get to know, But you in your heart, you will be like, man. But the great thing, you have learned a lesson, to be very what? To go, man, what? Anything, by the way, stealing money, all those things, Some of you haven't stolen $1 million, a million shillings. Why? Because you don't have access to it. You don't have what? You don't have access. You just have access to what? 2,000, 50K. But just imagine you're there, man. You're the one who's managing the finances of an organization, a company. And there you see that just playing these dimes once, just only one time, it's going to sort out your kids for life. Just one deal. One deal. And then you say, I'm doing it once, I'll never do it again. These things of tuition, kids struggling for tuition, at Makere, little money, 1.1. Some people are saying now you enter into pride. That's not little money. The truth of the matter is it's little money. So your kids will never go through all that stuff. If they take long to get jobs, those apartments are sorting them out. You understand? You're gone, you die, that investment is sorting them out. Children. Some of you have never thought about those things just because you don't have kids yet. But one deal. Imagine you in that, you've never stolen that money, probably because you've never been put in that what? When you have access. Years ago, I had Joseph Prince say that the kind of holiness God wants, it's not this outside thing. I don't, sleep with chicks, babes, what? You understand? He said that there are some guys, The whole reason why they are not sleeping around, is because they are broke. You know, So now you call them holy man, guy, man. What a CV, You know, a clean life, But you don't know what's going on, what? On his inside. The whole reason is broke, You know, he cannot take out whatever chick, you know, like pick her up in some car, take her to about which place, you know, But the guy is like, and they're born again. They're born again. You know, the day I get money, you know, no, they're there. They're just broke. That's why they have clean CVs. According to us, you know, those who walk by what? By the senses. But according to Elvis, who walks by what? By higher, by what? But what's their man? Great guys, you know, wow, you know, But the whole reason is they are broke. They are what? Hallelujah. And so, in a sense, now you see, being broke has benefits. You know, you want what? Sleep out. You won't do evil, Yeah, though, of course, in your heart, you're doing what? Evil, but, you know. Hallelujah. There's someone I was telling that one of the reasons why, you know, most of you, I'm sure God has told you, in dreams, in visions, how great I was. Those days, high school, campus, you know. How handsome, as a cool guy. My wife doesn't believe those things. The whole reason is God has never had a dream, a vision. She doesn't believe that Gaza girls used to call me Will Smith. I'm telling you. You see, I was great. However, one of the reasons why I didn't mess up with chicks, you know, what helped me? I was a coward. You understand? I was a coward. A big coward. You see, now looking back, I'm like, it was good to be a coward. No, looking back. You know, so just like being broke has benefits, also being a coward was a benefit to me. Amen. And shortly before man, I became, you know, I entered into some world. That's when I got born again. You know, So cowardice, man, saved me. Hallelujah. Anyway, but what were you talking about? Honoring older and past what? Generations. Simply because guys have done, you know, things. You know, or they don't understand the Bible like you know it now. Or they haven't done great exploits yet like you have done. Does not mean you're greater. Amen. And it doesn't mean that you yourself are not going to what? You know, so we have to honor these people. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey your what? In the Lord. Now, this statement, in the Lord, it means to me that he's not talking about just your blood, your earthly what? You know, parents in the Lord. These are spiritual parents. You know, Of course, it also means, but, you know, one of the other things it means, spiritual parents. Amen? Then he says, for this is right. Then he says, honor your father and mother. Again, the context is in the Lord. Which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you. And that you may live long on the earth. Amen. So honoring spiritual parents. Amen. Those who have gone on to be with the Lord. You understand? Who are not as great as you think you are. Who did know scripture? The grace of God, you know. Like you do. You know. Does not mean that you shouldn't what? Honor them. It's true they did things. It's true they did know scriptures like you do, eh? Amen? However, the little that God gave them, eh? You know, they used it to serve the church. Hallelujah. So he says that if you honor them, then he says it will be well with you. Amen? And you will live long on the earth. Meaning that whatever you do, your ministry, if you're called into these things, you know, it will be there for a long time. You won't just go, phew, greet somebody then, phew, no more. You see, these things, man, we have to be what? Very careful, We have to be what? Now, I'm not saying don't honor those who are the current ones, Do that, Again, the reason why I'm not talking about that is because you hear that all the time. You know, But very few are talking about honoring, the past, and the older ones, It's like we're trashing them, It's like they were useless, Hallelujah. Yet, those guys preached to someone who got saved, and that person who got saved preached to you, and you got saved. The thing began from someone. Now you're calling them fake, calling them useless. You see, Now that is pride, Amen? Now, this not only refers to, like, ministry, church thing, and stuff, but also, it refers to other areas of life, Other areas of life, You know, you get a job in an organization, you are a new person there, or you're promoted to some, a higher level in the same organization. You see, honor those who have been there before you. Don't appear on you. You start trashing them. You start saying past leaders were swines. You know, They do this person who was here before I came. Why, The moment you hold that attitude, you are next. Hallelujah. Those guys did something. You understand? The organization is there because of what they did. Now you're starting on a higher ground because of them. Because of them, they laid a foundation. So now you can't start saying that they were fake. The organization existed before you. Now how can you say they were fake? The guys who have been there, the person who has held that position before you. What you need to do, honor them. If they were maybe sacked because of issues, find out respectfully what went wrong, so that you can learn how to what? Avoid the mistakes that they made. Like I said, the guy was sacked because he stole what? 1 million shillings, Now for you haven't yet stolen it because your current job or position, there was no access to what? 1 mark. Now when you've come, now there's access. In fact, you might do worse. You might steal 1.2. Isn't that worse? All sins are sins. All sins are equal. You understand, Amen? So honor the past. Honor the what? And the older ones. As you honor the current ones. Amen? The Bible says that it may be well with you. And that you may live long. You know, because if you don't honor them, you enter into pride. You're like, I couldn't do such a thing. You're going to do it next month and you're going to be sacked. So you will have lived short at that job. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible says, Jesus said in Mark chapter 13, verse 52, Jesus said that, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Mark 13, what? Where are your Bibles? You guys have Bibles. Anyway, a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and what? And old. We need the new and old. We need what? The new and the old. We need them. You know, it's a lie, it's deception to think when we need the new. Amen? You understand? Glory be to God. This church is where it is now, in God's eyes. We're a great church. One of the reasons is, most of us, we know a little bit about these things. Before this church began, like 3 weeks before it began, I knew it was going to start, so we're arranging and stuff. That night, I spent quite some time. In fact, I slept very late in the night because I was listening to Bishop David Oyedepo, his teachings on supernatural church growth. I was listening to him the whole night. So in the morning, there's a knock at the door. I open, and there's a guy, a friend of mine, who has Oyedepo's book, 30 Years of Ministry. Basically saying where he has come from, what he has achieved for 30 in the 30 years of his ministry, and how he has achieved it. So this guy is standing there. Then he says that last night I had a dream when I was getting this book off my shelf and giving it to you. You understand? So I knew. Now you see, the hours before I was listening to the guy. You understand? Now, you see, there's some of you think now those guys are what? Useless. Because now, what? It's pure, what? Fresh, what? But there's some things you're not going to get unless you honor those chaps. And honoring them also means listening to their teachings. And of course, if you listen to their teaching, there's some things you're going to hear which are not right. Because now God has revealed some greater truth. You understand? But that doesn't mean that the teachings are fake. Amen? So he had me, and God now was like, so you're interested? Yeah? Okay, so read this book. And the number one thing I got in that book was, only do what God tells you to do. Full stop. Amen? Then you all know, sometime later, the guy appears in a dream, and what? He anoints me for that. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then, there are these things, you guys, which are, okay, just because you're great, it might not have anything to do with you. Just because you have sharper understanding, greater anointing. It's true, you have sharper understanding, greater anointing, all those things. But it's, if God really shows you the truth, it might not be because of you. You understand? There are guys who, now, let's say one day I become like the who of Uganda. Who is like the now, anyway, some like, I don't know, who is the greatest in the world, Christian minister, I become that person of Uganda. Amen? Now, you have to be very sober, known to get you whatever you prayed. It could be because there was a group of people. Some fellows may be called intercessors for Uganda. Who were laboring for years for a great move of God to come into the country. You understand? They were laboring, they prayed, and some of the prayers, when you hear them, man, they are fake prayers. They're like, no, that's not New Testament. You don't pray like that in the New Testament. That is legalistic. Anyway, they prayed. And what? And God answered their prayer. But in God's whatever, he was like, not any of you, I'll use some other generation to answer your prayer. And then, Pastor Moses comes on the scene. You understand? But he has come on the scene not because of him. Okay, yes, he used to pray in tongues 1 hour every Thursday. You know, but even that beginning to pray 1 hour every Thursday, there were fellows who labored in the past. Before even he was born, before even Pastor, before I was born again, then God gets you saved, then he starts to work on you, reveal things to you, chap, you know, In answer to what? Some fellows who are praying for revival. Then now you come on the scene and then you dish intercessors for Uganda. And I know some of those guys, some of the things they say are not right. By the way, there is no preacher who everything he says is right. The earlier you get that, the better. It will help you. Telling you. But for me, what I'm saying today Sunday, everything I'm saying is right. But next what? Next Sunday, yeah, that's another story. And last Sunday, you know. But today, you know, there's a guy who I read about, who, you know, I don't know whether he was humble or stupid. Yeah, I read about this guy. When he was going to preach, he would first start to assure fellows. He would start by saying that, what I'm going to say, 50% of it is true, and 50% is what? Wrong. Then he said, but the issue is, I don't know what is wrong. I don't know which 50% is wrong. Amen? The guy had the understanding that the following year you realize, oh my, what I said was nonsense. So he told guys, 50%. But for me, no, today, everything I'm saying is what? Right, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow, no, but today. Amen? Glory be. And so, there's some things which God is going to do with this generation. Not because of what? Not because of us. But it's answer to prayer. Prayers of some fellows in the past. Some guys who did nothing worthy writing a book. Amen? Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 37 to 38, he said that, for in this the saying is true, he said that one sows and another one reaps. Then he said that I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Most of you know this thing, the Pentecostal movement. It began in 1901, you know, in Los Angeles, California, you know. Anyway, whatever. Now, so the guy, the lead person, in everything there's a lead person. Not because, you know, God just chooses the lead person. So this thing began with some guy, Charles Fox Parham. Where is Jackie? Then anyway, in 1906 it was. Then to Los Angeles by, you know, a black man, blind in one eye. What was his name? That guy. Now, I listened to Robert Sladen because God gave him the gift, the ability to study those chapters, you know, to find out why they failed, why they succeeded, and so that he can teach the next generation, especially us guys, you know, how to avoid the mistakes what they made. But so he said that this guy, he was the lead person, this black guy, in the natural. But there was another guy called Frank Bartleman, you know, who had been praying to God for years for a revival to come. He was collaborating with some guy in Wales called who? Called who? Evan Roberts. You used to write letters to him. How can we do a revival like you're doing in Wales? William Seymour was on his own thing. You know? So this guy for years travailing. He was a prayer guy. You understand? And then the revival hit. You know? And God just said, okay, now your answer has come, but now I need a leader for this thing. And he got some guy.
Now it would be very silly for that girl to think now, you know, the Bible says others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Amen? It is like thinking that you're greater than your father who didn't go to school, who paid for your school fees. Do you see how silly it is? The guy labored, he didn't go to school. He paid for your school fees to get the education you have. You know? Now you think you're greater than him. Isn't that silly? Very silly. Maybe for him his father died, so you know, he didn't have someone to labor for him. You know? Now, we shouldn't do that for our past parents, you know, those who have gone, and then those who are still alive, the older ones. Amen? We should honor them the best we can. I'm not saying that they did everything perfect. No, and no one ever does everything perfect. Amen? Whether they're against you, the new kids on the block, you still have to respect this guy. Say, man, this guy wants to mess me up, but you somehow find a way to, you understand, to honor them. And the Bible says, if you do that, it will be well with you, and you will live long. Whatever God has called you to do, it will live long. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me take you to something I read. Something very simple I read from Rick Joyner. I found it somewhere. He says that one reason why many churches and movements do not last long is their failure to honor their spiritual parents. They dishonor them by speaking to point out their flaws and mistakes. Then he says that flaws and mistakes do not need to be covered up. But when we do this disrespectfully, in order to make ourselves look better, we will not last long on the earth. This mentality develops into many, so they spend a great deal of effort trying not to be like their what? Parents. Because of this unrighteous judgment, they inevitably become like their parents and often end up making even greater mistakes. Are you listening? Then he says that from the perspective of church history, we can see a definite spiritual progression with each new spiritual generation. However, we could never advance as far as we have if it were not for those who went before us making the progress that they did. We must always keep this in mind and respect our fathers and mothers in the Lord who have given us so much. Amen? Then he says that one of the ways the children of Israel honored their fathers and mothers was to drink from the wells that they had dug. You read the Bible, Isaac trying to whatever, the wells of Abraham, you know. So, one of the ways they honored them was to drink from the wells that they had dug and continually acknowledge this. They didn't say, it's my well. He said, man, the will of my father. We can do this now, like us guys. We can do this by reading and honoring the teachings of our spiritual parents who went before us. This is, then he said, this is one reason why I, Rick Joyner, spend so much of my time reading church history and the works of those who had a great impact on the church. Amen? Hallelujah. And there's something you're going to get from those guys. Some spiritual impartation you will get by honoring them. Hallelujah. Most of you know my love for Robert Lyadon. I go to know about Lyadon, you know, when like I was less than 1 year born again, someone gave me a tape of his, some cut tape. Then I played. He was talking about the introduction to the series he was going to do of God's generals. You know, the Catherine Coleman and stuff, you know. So, and man, the thing was powerful. I used to go to bed at night when the thing is playing. Then, anyway, you know. And I was so impacted. I was like, wow, you know. First of all, I thought the guy was speaking with a 60-year-old. Like the voice, the authority. Later to learn that he did that series, that teaching, when he was 22 years old. 22. You know, So I began praying. I was like, God, you know, I began to pray that God, all the wisdom that Robert Sladen has, let it be in me. You see, Then I used to pray, just praying, I was like, God, all the good that is in him, you know, let it be also in me. You know, I didn't just pray for all that is in him. I said, all the good. Amen. That's by the other thing I learned from him. He said one time that if you love a man or woman of God and you're following them, you see, you have to follow them wisely. Because if you just follow them with just a kind of mind, you're also going to pick up the weaknesses. It will help you guys one day. There's no man of God who wouldn't have weaknesses. If you think he's there, you're just what? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. It is you who has said it. And so, you know, so I followed a man, I pursued the lad on. You see, then a time came when he made an error, you know, which went all over the world. But for me, I was like, well, he has done it, wrong stuff, don't try it. However, I still want all the good, all the wisdom that is, I still want it. You understand? So, I didn't disconnect, because how can you do that? You understand? I was like, I still want it. I was like, I'm what I am because of him, so how can I now disregard him? You know? Then, anyway, stuff happened. Now, you know, last year when we went to the States, I met the guy, and then you had that dream, when, you know, in a dream, I gave him money. Then the moment I did that, the spirit of wisdom came upon me. This is how many years later, you know? Many, more than 10 years later. But because I kept honoring the man, irrespective of what, and he did continue the mistake. You understand? Hallelujah. So there's something you get from those guys, something which prayer and fasting won't give you. Well, it will give you, but anyway, that's another subject. Hallelujah. Amen? 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 Honoring those chaps. Glory be to God. Amen. There's something you will get from guys who have already passed on to be, who are dead. Even dead guys. They can still give you something from wherever they are, from heaven, where they are at. You understand, if you honor them. But again, like I say, this doesn't only refer to church things and ministry. It refers to what? You can become the next governor of BOU, Then you start seeing how Mutebile was useless. Useless to the country. See, Mutebile, past leader, he was a swine. You can't do that, However, you know, first of all, that guy can make your work easier when you come in office. You understand? When he really says you honor him, you're not going to get into it, then you trash him. When the guy, he studies you, he sees this guy, Actually, by the way, to get that job, to become the governor of BOU, the guy might have a say in who replaces him. Those guys are powerful, man. When someone has been given authority, they are powerful. They are what? When I was still in Zoe ministry, you guys don't know, but I was powerful. I'm telling you, I was. Prophet Elvis would give me phone calls telling me to get somebody. Then I'll say, maybe, you know. Then I'd call up the person. I was like, you know, I was giving jobs. You know, So now, if I knew this guy doesn't ukumatira me what? Okay, you don't have to ukumatira me. Eh? However, you don't have to show it. You understand? Eh? So I was like, that guy what? No, it was me. Elvis Tabili, you call who I choose. Eh? There was a role, there was something, there was a time when there was something so sensitive, eh? And it was up to me to get that. Elvis would recommend, I was like, so and so. Then they like, okay, go talk to that person and then find out if they're interested. I was powerful. Eh? So Mutabila is powerful. Eh? You understand? So anyway, honoring. Eh? And they make it easier. You know, when Mutabila knows you're not going to come, then you start talking about all the dimes he played, all the things. You know, eh? Not that you played, man. I'm just giving, you know. Then you'll be able, now, one day when you're there, you'll be able to call you, man, and say, now, those IMF guys, eh? Hey, this person IMF, be careful. Those guys are thugs. So go, so, you understand? Meanwhile, if you hadn't given, if you hadn't passed on that wisdom, man, you get into trouble. But the guy passes on the insight, the knowledge he has from having been in that office for years. He passes it on to you. Makes your work easy. But if you're disregarding him, then he just shuts up. And just waits for you to kutomela. You know, yeah? Amen? Glory to God. Are you being blessed? Amen? Second Kings, yeah? Second Kings, chapter 13. Simple stuff, isn't it? Eh? So just pray that I fast every Sunday. So I say, well, you know, non-preach things which make me, which require a lot of energy. Second Kings chapter 13, verse 19 and 20. Talking about Elisha. Eh? The Bible says, then Elisha died and they buried him. Eh? And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. A dead man's bones still had an anointing to bless somebody, to get some guy's life back. So it is with the lives of even those who have gone on to be with the Lord. They still have something to give unto us, eh? To be a blessing. Dead guys, eh? But they are not dead, we know. Eh? They are with the Lord. But they can still come, you know, consciously or unconsciously to you, and they give you something. Most of you have got those dreams. Eh? Okay, maybe not most of you, but some of you, when like Kenneth Hagin appears to you and he gives you something, you know, eh? Catherine Kuhlman, eh? There's a guy I know about. Catherine Kuhlman appeared to him, eh? And he taught him things to do with the anointing. Catherine Kuhlman, because she was an expert at that, eh? The anointing, eh? In a dream, you know, eh? She appeared and taught the guy, gave the guy a thorough lesson, eh? On the anointing. Amen. I love Catherine Kuhlman. Eh? I honor her. That's why I always used to pray. I was like, God, take me to California. And I see where Catherine Kuhlman was buried. And God answered that prayer, like some of you know. Visitors are not coming back. Say, so what is God doing witchcraft? Well, that's your opinion. Eh? Hallelujah. So anyway, guys who have gone on already to be with the Lord, eh? Like we see, eh? A dead man had something still to offer. You know, eh? And they still have something to offer. If you can just honor them, eh? You don't have to, you don't have to think about them every day. You don't have to read them. But at least have an attitude, eh? Of respect. Eh? Even when you hear a guy is not preaching grace. Eh? But if God used them to impact the church, to impact the world, eh? Then there is something he had. Eh? He's not preaching the grace of God. Those guys, right? You know, Hallelujah. Amen. What time? Ah, yeah. Now, how many of you have read the book, The Path? Yeah, we're going to read from The Path. Simple stuff. So these were visions Rick Joyner had. Great stuff, man. You should read them, you know. But first read the final quest. So anyway, in this vision, someone asks him about history, what he has learned from studying church history. So Rick Joyner, on page 110, he tells a guy that, he tells him what he has learned. He says that the saying is true, that those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. Then he says that they repeat here, whatever, those cycles which repeat themselves, of history are tragic. Mankind has made impressive progress in many ways, but in some of the most basic, the most important issues of all, we do not seem to have learned much. We keep repeating the same mistakes. Then he says somewhere, of course, any historian or student of history will see this, and some have offered solutions, but to date, we have not escaped from the terrible downward spiral. This is the cause of the worst human tragedies and why they are repeated over and over. Because, basically, those who don't know history, they disregard it. They are bound to do what? To repeat it. Amen? Then this guy asks, why are we repeating those mistakes? Then Jenya says, it is a combination of things. But I think the most prevailing reason is pride. The core of this pride causes every generation to think that they are better than the last one. We tend to think we are smarter, wiser, and definitely not like our parents, and this keeps us in the trap. As we grow older, we become just like our parents, all out of a reaction to our parents and trying to be different from them, we become even more shallow shells of who we could be. Amen? Reactions to the problems of our parents or anyone else will not get us free from this trap. Then he says, only repentance and humility will. Amen? Yeah. Then he quoted someone here who said that when an old person dies, it's like a library burning down. That our elders are not listened to, that we do not try to learn all that we can from those who are... Weren't you playing? Where did you go to sit there? You had a seat there. You know, that our elders are not listened to, that we do not try to learn all that we can from those who have been this way before, is one of our greatest mistakes and the reason why we repeat the great mistakes of history over and over. Are you listening to this? These are simple things. Amen? But they will make you into who God wants you to be. Amen? Then he says that God commanded Israel to repeat their history every year. This was not to get them to live in the past. Yet, we cannot deal with the present or the future as we should if we forget the lessons of the past. Not respecting the past enough to study it is probably the main cause that so many empires have risen through all that it takes to build such a thing, only to quickly disintegrate for the lack of a simple, basic understanding. Amen? Hallelujah. Do what? Don't disregard the other people. Eh? Don't disregard those who have gone on to be with the Lord. Eh? Amen? In your work, eh? You know, eh? You're going to get a job soon. Eh? When you get there, don't think you're the greatest thing that has happened to the organization. It could be the greatest. Eh? You could be the greatest thing. It could be. Eh? However, you know, eh? If you go in with that mentality, you're gonna, the grace of God will be lifted upon you, you know, because of your pride, and you'll fall on your face, flat on your face. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been blessed today? Okay, just lift up your hands. Just speak to the Lord. Eh? The Bible says He gives grace to the humble. Eh? Speak to the Father, eh? That you don't fall into pride. Eh? Walk with humility, respecting and honoring those who have gone on before you. Hallelujah. In whatever field, eh, the Lord has called you. And when you do that, eh, God will give you the grace, eh, to become who He has called you to be. Amen? Hallelujah. And in the spirit, what the wisdom, eh, that those guys have, eh, they attained over the years, eh, will be passed on to you. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Father, as LAT, we position ourselves to receive everything that you're willing to pass unto us from those who have gone before us. We receive all the good from the great men and women of God who you used to bless this country, to bring this country to where it is. Father, if we see higher and farther, it's because we shall acknowledge that we are standing on the shoulders of those who have gone ahead of us. We bless your name and we glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.